Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, July 12th. USDA crop production day, that number comes out at 11 a.m. Central Time. In the overnight session, we've got December corn down 5 1/4 at 409, September wheat down 5 1/2 at 547 1/2, September Kansas City wheat down 5 3/4 at 551 3/4, September Minneapolis wheat down 5 1/2 at 791 1/4, and November beans down 8 1/2 cents at 1034 3/4. So grains are all trading in the mid to lower half of yesterday's ranges, kind of giving back the recoveries from the lows put in on Monday night after the crop progress report. Adding to the negative tone here in the grains is looking for about 50% coverage in the Midwest over the next 1 to 5 day period, but we are still drier up in the Dakotas, southwest Minnesota, northwest Iowa, northern Nebraska. So we've got kind of dueling weather forecasts here. And in the longer term forecast, they're looking to get some relief from the hot and dry out in the plains in the 11 to 15 day, looking for a little bit cooler weather and also some showers there. So again, a lot of this is weather related. Don't know how much credence the market is going to put into today's numbers. They could already be stale due to the kind of severe weather we've been having over the last couple of weeks. But average guesses for corn yield come in at about 169.9 bushels per acre. That's down from the USDA's June estimate of 170.7. That puts production at 14.126 billion bushels. Stocks estimates for corn are looking for average guess 2.321 billion bushels. Funds are almost flat in the corn after covering that extensive short position. That also probably led to a little bit of the decline here as that short covering runs out of steam. In the beans, average guess for yield coming in just a little lower, 47.9 bushels per acre versus USDA's June number of 48. That has production of about 4.24 billion bushels. Estimate for the grain stocks for the beans, 430 million bushels. That's down a bit from the USDA June number of 450. Taking a look at the wheat, I think the guesses with the widest range is the spring wheat there, with the lowest estimate coming in at about 300 million bushels and the highest at 470. So I think the markets will be keeping a sharp eye on that. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 10 points at 95.53, crude oil up 91 cents a barrel at 45.95, and you got the stock market trading up almost 100 points in pre-opening trade. So again, we've got the USDA production report at 11 o'clock. I think the market will get that out of the way and then go back to watching the weather forecasts. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.